Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Brian Mitchell Show on the Team 980 and the Radio.com app.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Brian Mitchell Show. And this opening kickoff on the Team 980 is powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. This is a Victory Tuesday, something that we don't normally see a lot around here, but we have seen it. And I'm going to tell you, this may be. I look at this game last night, and we have a lot to get in. We're going to have calls. We're going to talk to J.P. Finley a little bit later on. And I want a lot of calls from a lot of fans because, you know what, a lot of you were calling in, letting us know that this is going to be the game that we beat them. We were going to stop that streak. And you know what? We sat there, and a lot of people started calling in, and then everybody wants to say, no, I said it first. Well, you know what? It happened. And a lot of things transpired last night that shows the making of a good team. And as I sit here, what I am concerned and I'm thinking about is, will this game – I know we've heard Ron say certain things. We've heard the players say certain things. But a lot of times in life, life is about moments, about great moments. You know, life-changing moments, season-changing moments, culture-changing moments. Will this be that one game? Because, yes, we went out and we beat the Bengals, and we beat Dallas, but people were still saying those were bottom dwellers. Those were mullets, catfish, okay? But you're playing against the Steelers, and a lot of people did not give them a chance. And I would say a lot of Washington fans did not give them a chance. I'm not going to be one that come on these radio today and act like I always believe. No, I wanted to see them do it against a quality opponent. And I believe that they did that. Now, this game, we did a segment yesterday about, and I heard Galdi doing a segment about who was going to be the hero in a sense. And I just had people, I feel like, to finish a question, Washington wins if. And a lot of people had a lot of different things to say. But there was a gentleman that called in here yesterday, and that gentleman said, Cam Sims is going to be the hero. And I'm sure a lot of people would sit there saying, what? You know, he's going to do okay, but he's going to be the hero? But all of a sudden now, you see them, they were actively trying to take Terry McLaurin out the game. And I know some people that who don't understand football is going to say, hey, he didn't have a good game. No, you don't have a good game when they put all their focus and attention on you. But Terry McLaurin never stopped going full speed. He never stopped going hard. Because you know what? As I said the other day, he understands football. He ran the way he did. He still ran his routes. He was disappointed in not having the games that he's used to doing because the guy wants to be good. He wants to be great. He wants to be the reason that his team wins. And I would say he was a damn big part of why his team won. Because all the attention they put on him, they left a lot of people one-on-one. So when you look at Cam Sims, J.D. McKissic, and Logan Thomas, those guys ended up with 24 receptions for 260 yards. Why? Because when they're trying to take your best player out the game, somebody has to step up. But look at it a little bit earlier in the game, Antonio Gibson goes down. And I'm sure the game plan had a lot of AG in it. And I've talked on these radio airways since in the early 1990s. I've been doing this thing as a profession since I retired from football. And I say one thing I probably consistently discussed was adjustments, accountability, the A's of the world. And when Antonio Gibson went down, you start watching how that game plan started to adjust. So the young man who we did give problems to, who we questioned sometimes, and he had to grow. But this is what happens in professional sports. In professional sports, people are going to critique. And some people, see, critique sounds positive. If you say criticize, that sounds negative. They're the same damn thing. You're questioning somebody. You want to see what they get done. And they have to take those beat downs to end up eventually stand up. And I believe Mr. Scott Turner yesterday stood up. Scott Turner changed his offense from where they're taking out my best guy in McLaurin. And damn, my running back is not here. So we have to do some other things. So he started to say, we're going to have McKissick running a lot of pass routes. And J.D. McKissick was killing people. He was open all day. And he's been very, very good at it. A lot of times people look at Peyton Barber. And this is the people that don't understand football. And I was so happy to hear Al talking about this morning. People see 14 carries for 20-something yards from a guy like Peyton Barber. And they go, oh, man, look at his yards per carry. He is not brought in to gain 4 or 5 yards. I tell you what Peyton Barber does. Peyton Barber is a tone setter. When Peyton Barber went in there to get that 1-2 yard gain and Joe Hayden came in there and lowered his head, Joe Hayden left seeing stars. That's what Peyton Barber does. Peyton Barber is an offensive player with a defensive mindset. If you tackle me, you're going to get some. And I'm going to sit up here and try to change your mindset and make you not want to tackle me again. So when he comes in the game, normally they're asking him to get inches, 1 yard, 2 yards. And more than likely, he's going to get it. So we saw that on offense. We saw Alex Smith play a terrific game. All right? And he got wounded by his own player. His own player stepped back and his cleat caught him. The only other person I saw with one of those gashes like that, Ricky Irvin. It was as deep as anything you could see. But you know what? You keep fighting. And Alex kept fighting. Logan Thomas is another one, a former quarterback. I am always a fan of the guys that play quarterback and they change up because one thing that they do, when they get into another position, they understand what that position is about. Because as a quarterback, they know what they expect from people. So when you change over, you know what the quarterback is expecting. And Logan, I believe, is the one question that people had about him was, will this guy be tough enough? And hell, he's done that. He's grown over these weeks. I watched this kid go out there, and he already had athleticism. He knows how to use his big body like he's a power forward. But now he's blocking. He's aggressive. And that's something I love. And when I'm watching this football team, I see a bunch of guys who absolutely loves this damn sport. Many people play football to get some money, to get notoriety. But when you love it, you flip over and you look at Chase Young. The thing I love about Chase Young is that when the ball is kicked off, till the final whistle blows, he's into the game. When he's on defense and he's on the field, he's out there all over the place, making plays from sideline to sideline. When he's on the sideline, when it's special teams and his offense, he is still in the game, up and down, motivating people. He's seeing stuff throughout the field. You have to love a guy like that. There's an intensity about him, and Coach said he's that emotional leader. Yes, from the face paint to the way he is, the intensity he has in the game, that makes people better. Montez Sweat, his running mate. Montez Sweat, I guarantee you that it was part of their game plan because it wasn't only Montez that was, if you don't get to him, he's trying to get the ball, he's saying, get your hands up. And Montez hit it a couple of times. And that last time when he was able to hit it, boom, they would get interception. Because those guys understand it. You don't always get the sack. You don't always get to the quarterback. But you can still impact it another way. Linebackers now. Playing much better. Bosic had a damn good game. Holcomb had a damn good game. Pierre Luis had a damn good game. And we watched those people. What they were doing is trying to get the ball into the hands of their receivers early so they can go. But that front said, we're going to disrupt this a little bit. They started off trying to go at Darby. Then they went over and started going after Kittle. They had a little success early, but then all of a sudden it stopped. This team in the second half is astronomically good, okay? And I hear people starting to make comparison. Let's not try to compare anything yet. Let them keep doing what they're doing because you know what? They still growing. they still learning. To be honest, they don't even know how good they can be. They don't even know how good they are. But that's going to come. And we're going to see this thing happen for years and years. Now, this year, I think they're playing better than many thought. Montez Sweat is a bad dude. And what I saw, and we talked about the inside collapse of the pocket. Allen, Payne, Settle, they were getting it done. But I'm going to give my unsung hero award to number 22, Mr. Everett. Because you watch him lay that wood. And then Mr. Ibram, you watch this guy catching passes and like flinching like he's about to get hit. He was not catching a pass, putting his foot in the ground, trying to get up the field. You know why? Because he thought Everett was about to put his damn shoulder pads on his helmet in his chest. He was afraid every time he caught a pass. He dropped a couple of them because he was flinching so damn quick. So that flinch was, you know what? Close my eyes. I'm expecting a hit. When you put that type of fear and intimidation in somebody, you're playing some damn good football. You're doing what you're supposed to do. We call those guys thumpers. So I'm going to just say this. This team is not where they're going to be. They're not where a lot of people expect them to be. But one thing I'm going to tell you is they are going in a direction. They're on the right damn path. They're going to be a good team because they believe in themselves. They believe in what they need to do. They believe in their coach. And I think that right there, it don't make a difference what I say. It don't make a difference what nobody else said. As long as they believe that they can accomplish the things they want to, they can get that. But I can tell you this, we're going to have some fun today. I know a lot of Steelers fans were talking trash about there's no chance in hell. Big Tony was saying, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. I texted him yesterday. He was the most humble little dude in the world. He normally called back talking trash. I didn't get no phone call from him. But you know what? We're going to open up these phone lines now because I want to hear from you all. How good are you feeling? We're going to enjoy this thing, and then we're going to start getting ready for the next game because it's going to be a little quicker one day less to get ready for the San Francisco 49ers. But Victory Tuesday, we're going to enjoy it, and I want to hear from you all. What was the moment that made you feel so good about that win yesterday? I know at the end of the game, everybody felt good, but what moment during the game that you started to believe? And I felt that when they went in at 14-3, they're getting the ball back. If they can get a touchdown, this is a ball game. 301-230-0980. This is the Brian Mitchell Show. We're off and running. The phone lines are open. Let's hear your celebrations. We'll be right back.
The Brian Mitchell Show on the Team 980 and the Radio.com app.
Hi, welcome back to the Brian Mitchell Show. And Tony Lane on Instagram says, my moment in the game was 3rd and 4, fourth quarter. Cam Sims, one-hand catch down the sideline to set up the Logan Thomas TD. Well, you know, we had a lot of people call in on Monday, a lot of people call in on Friday, and a lot of Steelers fans call in and was like, man, y'all out y'all mind if y'all believe y'all going to beat us. There's no chance in hell. And I had a couple people call in, and we say, remember, if y'all lose, you got to call back. And I have to say that we're going to take those two calls first. Because I respect those who would say, I'm going to do something, and they did it. They lost the game, but they're still calling in. We're going to start off in Waldorf with Poseidon. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, congratulations. I was talking that stuff, you know, so I got to congratulate you guys, you know. I couldn't believe it. I was like, well, you know what I mean? I'm glad it was you guys that handed us our first piece of humble pie because I think they needed it. All them drop passes. Your tight end killed us. Thomas killed us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What can I say? You guys look good, man. You keep that up. You know, I'm definitely pulling for you guys. You got to win the NFC East. You know what I mean? Because we can't stand Dallas and Pittsburgh.
Hey, we can't stand Dallas nowhere.
We can't. They are not America's team. You know
oh,
what I mean?
No.
So,
hi,
you know,
brother.
But congratulations, man. I said I would call back, man. You know, you played it. Played a good game, so, you know, I can't hate on you guys. You got a good team. You know, you need some pieces. You know, just build from there. That's all.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, Poseidon. Thank you, man. All right, let's go to the one more. And I know this is Mr. Wes. What's up, Wes? How you doing, man?
Steve Mitch.
What's happening?
What's up, brother? Steve Mitch, I'm just coming out the house, right? Because all these Redskins fans are popping up out of nowhere. So, B. Mitch, listen. You know I'm not doing good today. You know I'm not doing good. But I got to say this to you, B. Mitch. You got two players, man, that I love right now. That boy Holcomb remind me of Luke Kuechly.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And say what you want about Sweat, but I just believe he just underrated. Man, I believe that trading back in that first round, grabbing him, was probably one of the best things I could say happened. Man, the key moment for me was, besides us losing, was, you know B-Mitch like I know, it's December. You can't run the ball in December, you ain't going far.
Yep.
How you going to get down on the one-yard line and you can't punch it in for one?
Hey, man,
that's a problem.
The Predator was out there lurking, man.
Yeah, he was. 99 showed up.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He showed up. B-Mitch, I want to tell you thank you, bro, for taking my call.
All right, Wes. Take care, man. And that's the whole thing about it. I think, you know, a lot of people were jumping the gun on him, saying what he was and what he wasn't. You got to watch that kid play. Watch Chase Young play the whole game. He impacts the game in a way that most people cannot do. So let's stop thinking it's just about the number of sacks. Hell, think about how many sacks he set up. And I think that's a big thing right there. Let's go to Mutu and Frederick. What's up, man?
Hey, B. Mitch, good to be on with you, man.
Appreciate you, man.
There's so many good things in this game, man. I'm going to try to keep it short. This game is a good reminder that once you got a good defense playing on the borderline of great, you always got a chance. And the Giants showed it that against Seattle with a backup quarterback, McCoy of all people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Couple things in this game. I'm glad to see Cam Sims finally developing, man, because years ago, it was a preseason game. We didn't even know who he was. But he was probably the best receiver in preseason. This got to be like 4 or 5 years ago. And then he disappeared. I think he's gotten hurt. So to watch him now, it's just, it feels so good. Logan Thomas, we've watched other teams have tight ends at Pro Bowl levels. Man, it's great watching this dude come along. I'm going to give you a key play. That fumble recovery by Thomas deep in our territory, yeah, that Watts had. To me, B. Mitch, that was a key play right there. He just snatched it from him, right?
Yeah.
The drive where we went down eventually where Alex hit Logan Thomas near the goal line.
Mm-hmm.
That drive, I really felt, is one of Scott Turner's best play calling I've seen all season. Against the number one D, man, at Pittsburgh, the defenders were confused. They were lost. McKissick was killing him.
Oh, yeah.
The play calling was just great on that drive. And I just like the direction we're headed, man. The excitement, you know, I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. I'm just trying to keep calm, man. But what I'm concerned about now, you know, we're enjoying this. I want to see us take this emotion into the San Fran game. Because we've been on the road and won big games, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then we could never follow it up and put two down in a row.
Well, we already got three in a row right here, brother. That's three in a row. So they on the road.
Mitch, you know, I'm talking about that, like the first two games, right? If we're going to build, we're supposed to beat Cincinnati and Dallas, right? But this game is on a totally different level.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you a reason why we shouldn't understate the impact of this victory. I didn't realize this till watching late last night. You know, you always hear about any given Sunday, a team could take another team for granted, a team could pull out a win. But not Pittsburgh is not one of them teams. They were 78-1 when leading by 14. Make that 78-2 now.
Mm-hmm.
You got me?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's where I stand, man. And I'm glad to see the defense showing a reflection of who Ron Rivera and Del Rio are. Physical and just nasty. If I'm another team, I don't want to play us right now, bro.
Oh, yeah. All right, man. Appreciate your call. I'll say this. You know, I believe that this team has an energy about themselves that they're not going to overlook things. And Ron talks to them about their inner ape all the time. You know, their attitude, their preparation, and execution. And I think if they keep focusing on that, and he say he does it every day he talks to them, they're going to be okay. You know, they're going to definitely be okay. Let's go to North Carolina. Check out Darren. Darren, what's going on, man?
I'm feeling pretty good, B-Mitch, man. I hope you're doing the same, bro.
Oh, yes, I definitely am.
Yes, sir. Man, I knew you was going to be hyped today, man, because the way that win played out, I wasn't scared at all. I wasn't nervous at all. I just said, man, let this game play out, because at the end of the day, them boys play their heart out. And I love the way that the offense is not, like, letting the defense overshadow them. It looks like that offense, from the coaching staff to the players, like, I think it was Riley Kaplan that said, out with the old, on to the new. Man, this team does not look like any team from yesteryear, and I'm loving it, man. I don't really got much to say, man, because I'm really just feeling this victory, man. I'm loving this. Take it in the next week. Man, hail to the Burgundy. Go on, brother.
All right, D. Appreciate you, man. You know, I sat there and I watched that game and over at NBC Sports, and I sit in this little room watching in this little conference room, and I got so into it, I noticed, like, midway through the fourth quarter, I hadn't sat down the whole whole third quarter and all going into the fourth, because I was constantly walking and going around, because I just started feeling that energy, you know, because when they came out and they made it 14-10, I'm like, oh, Lord. They did not play well in the first half, and they still in this game. I said, this could be, because I knew a lot of people had said they were going to win. And I'm like, okay, you know, there's a chance. You always have a chance. And then at that point, I think I started to feel it. And if anybody's ever watched a game with me, I'm a little crazy. So I think I walked 10,000 steps in the second half in that one little room, walking back and forth, looking, because I'm starting to sweat. I was getting so into that game because they entertained the hell out of me, and I loved it. And I loved the way that they finished it off. Let's go to Lou. Lou, what's happening, brother?
B-Mix, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Chilling, man.
Man, the excitement yesterday, man. I was just like you, man. I was, you know, tweeting Doc back and forth. But, you know, that fourth down play in our goal line, I think Chayshon making that play, I think that had a big momentum. Also, we stopped them at, you know, I think it was 14-3 in the third quarter. We had that some weird play we did, and we didn't convert on it. It was a fourth down inside deep in our 30, and they went for it, and we stopped them. It was another fourth down. They went for it, and we got to thank Big Ben for, you know, I think the overthrow. I don't know what happened with the running back, but he was wide open in the linebacker. He was out of nowhere. Like, so, and look, man, I shout out to the defense. I think they came out, you know, gave it everything they got. And, you know, when you beat the Cowboys twice a season and, you know, beat an undefeated team, I mean, you know, the sky's the limit. I think, you know, we just getting started, hopefully, you know, take it one game at a time. And, I was just happy, man. I was excited. I mean, I could, you know, you can't script this, man. So, yeah, man, I'm just, you know, just cooling right now, just kind of listening to you guys, man. Thanks for taking my call, B.
All right, Lou. Appreciate you, man. All right, let's go to Chicago. Check out Johnny. Johnny, what's happening, man? How you doing?
Hey, B. Mitch.
What's up, brother?
I told you. What's going on? I told you last week. I said, we're going to beat the Steelers, man. I had that feeling, man. The culture is changing with this organization, man. I like this hire. Good hire by Dan Snyder, man. I think this is the best coach we had since Joe Gibbs, man, in my book. I mean, you know, it feels so good, man, to start winning again, B. Mitch, going through all those terrible years of losing. I heard that after the game that Ron Rivera went in the end zone and started clapping, B. Mitch. I heard that this morning that he went in the end zone after the game and started clapping. He is very, very happy of these young players, man. They playing their butts off for him, man, and they believe in each other, man. That's the difference between this coaching and the last regime that we had. This coach is the right piece for this organization. One more thing, B. Mitch. We're going to San Francisco. Well, we're going to Arizona. We are beating the 49ers, man. We got to keep it going, B. Mitch. You can't let down now. We have to keep this going, man. I just want to say, happy Tuesday, Victory Tuesday, B. Mitch. I'll talk to you in about a week, man.
All right, Johnny.
Thanks a lot, B. Mitch.
Appreciate you, man. Well, we got to take a little time on San Fran. We're going to enjoy this one a little bit, and the team going to get a chance to enjoy it, and they got to start moving towards San Fran. All I remember is sliding on your stomach across the field. Let's avenge that. All right, let's go to Fairfax. Check out Jeff. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, what's up, man? What's up?
Good, man.
So, obviously, great game overall. The defense, we know the defense was good, and they showed up big time, but we got to give some credit to the offense. I mean, without the offense in the second half, I mean, Alex Smith has got to just cement his comeback player of the year stamp after that game. I mean, he has a stranglehold on comeback player of the year. And how about Cam Sims, man? I think without Cam Sims, some of those catches he made, we had, three, four catches for 90-some yards, mm-hmm. that one-hander, and that run after the catch he had down the sideline, and Logan Thomas. I mean, I think without some of those catches from Cam Sims, we don't even win this game. And J.G. McKissic, I don't know how many times Alex Smith threw the side ball to him out of the backfield, and we ended up getting a first down. I mean, it was just great execution. Kudos to Scott Turner. Kudos to the whole team, but the offense showed up in the second half. Baby.
They showed up in the second half, and we gave them a lot of credit to them. But just think about if they show up the whole game. They could make this thing be a going-away type deal. But that defense did hold up because they was on the field a long time in the first half. And I think it was a whole team effort. You know, not just one side or the other, but defense kept it close enough to where when the offense started to play, then things started to roll for them. All right, let's go out to check out Tim in D.C. What's up, Tim?
What's up, B-Mitch? How you doing, baby?
I'm good, man.
Hey, man. I'm so happy. It feels good to hear the fan base so happy and so pumped, man, because, you know, we deserve this. We are a ride-or-die, die-hard fan base. We love our team, man, and all we want is to have a good team that we can feel proud of. And this team right now, that's what they're turning into. I think for a long time, well, since the beginning of the season, we didn't have any patience with, you know, Ron Rivera and a lot of the decisions he was making because, you know, we've been losing for, 20-something years, so we want to win now, of course. But I think it's paying off if we just sit back and let these folks do what they have to do collectively. The entire team should get a game ball. And a lot of other callers, they talked about some subjects that I wanted to talk about. They've already talked about, so I'm not going to go there. But Cam Sims, give him the ball. All he does is make plays. Please try to implement him into the game system more, into the game plan more. This guy is pivotal. He's a big body. I like to see him doing some slants across the middle. The defense, just man, Chase Young, Holcomb, all these guys, they was playing tough, man. They was physical, and I love it, man. We made second-half adjustments on the offense with Scott Turner. And I'm so proud of this team right now, B. And that's all I got, bro. Love
all right,
you, man.
Tim. Appreciate you, man. And the whole thing about it is when you're going through struggles, people are going to say stuff. But when you start winning games, then they start to notice. Hey, we can all sit up here and act like we're different than others, but we're all the same. We want you to show us what you say you're implementing. And once we see it, we have no choice but to go along with it and believe it. And by winning these three in a row, no, it's not going to solve it. Five wins, it's not going to solve everything. But now you have a taste of what you've been hearing. Instead of just hearing it, now you've seen it. And that makes a world of difference. Go to D.C. Check out Thomas. What's up, Thomas?
B. Mitch. What's up, big boy?
I'm chilling, baby. How you doing, man?
Hey, man, you already know how I feel. We talked about this, man, a couple days before the game even came on. We already knew that this team, now, I'm going to give credit to Pittsburgh now. That defense, it was never the steel curtain, but it was sufficient. And I'm so happy that me and you knew, on top of a lot of other people that knew, that we was going to come in here and kick some tail. You know what I mean? What I enjoyed about the game overall is that I saw Ricky Sanders. I saw Art Monk. I saw Gary Clark. I saw all those players that played with us, including you, B-Mitch, that was out there on that football field running a scheme that was, you know, Ron Rivera, man, you know, he had us on the edge, you know what I mean, for a long time, for these couple of weeks that we talked about here on Team 980. Me, you, Doc Walker, Gaudy, all of us, man, we just talked about it. We didn't understand his concept, I guess, under this, you know, atmosphere. But it seems like a Joe Gibbs atmosphere to me, you know what I mean, due to the fact that you can go at halftime, make them adjustments, and come on back out here and win a football game. That's hot. B-Mitch, y'all didn't come out and win all the time, but y'all did go in there and make some adjustments and came out there and kicked some tail. You know what I mean? Shout out to all of y'all, man. Again, the Team 980 and everybody that rode this road with us up to this victory because there's still more to come. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I really, really felt like, you know, like I thought that those other games that we played, that, you know, I would feel the same joy. But I want more. I'm back at the dinner table again, still craving for more. You know what I mean? Shout out. Yes, sir.
You just like me, Thomas. Once you show me you can do it, I expect you to do it.
Once you show me you can do it, it's unreal. And I got to say this, and this goes out to my man, Tip Top Condition, because he said something that was on Facebook yesterday and got me, and I want to just share it with you. He said, we're going to sweat from the right. We're going to taste from the left. We're going to go down on this island and deliver the pain from the middle. I ain't heard that in a while.
I love it. All right, man. Appreciate you, Thomas. I love that. That's some sweet stuff right there. Let's go check out my man Jimbo in Manassas. What's up, Jimbo?
Mr. Mitchell, sir, how are you doing today?
I am well, man. How are you?
I am pretty good. You know, it's funny. This team, sitting at, 5-7 now?
Yep.
Has shown me more heart and more passion than any team I have seen in my entire life. And I'm only 20, as you know. I mean, Ron Rivera, there's not enough good things for me to say about him. I mean, yesterday, going into it, I was just like, okay, this is a very good, undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers team. Let's just show up and, you know, at least show some heart. And by the time the second half rolled around, we had just scored the field goals. I was like, okay, but, you know, I really need the offense to show me something. Kudos to the defense for sticking through it all the way till the end. And then, honestly, I don't know what is going on. Why can't the second half team play the entire game in all of these games? It's making no sense to me. But nonetheless, that's a sign of adjustments. That's a sign of the team not giving up and not quitting. The sign of them believing in themselves. And I'm all here for it. So this was probably – do you remember that win up in Seattle like three years ago?
You say what?
Yeah, in like 2017, we came back. I think it was Kirk that led us, and we came back at the last
second. The Tampa game you talk about?
No, Seattle.
Seattle?
It was Seattle in 2017, yeah. That was definitely – that at that time, that was one of the most impressive games I had watched. But considering, like, the opponent, but this one has easily surpassed it. So, you know, now we got to keep pace with the Giants, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully we can do
you
that.
Have to.
No more.
But as Ryan, thanks for your call, man. As Ryan said, it's not worrying about somebody winning and losing. If you keep winning, it's all that matters. If they handle their business, things are going to work out for them. And you can't. And what I love about his message now is that he's talking about what they have to do, not what anybody else has to do. And I think a lot of times we as fans get caught up in worrying about the other teams. As long as the team is focused on them, that's all that they need, and things work out in a positive way. Let's go to we got Franco in D.C. What's up, Franco?
What's up, Brian? I ain't talking to you in a while, man. Brian, you know what I want to say, man? I was looking at the TV yesterday, man. I wanted all them dudes to feel sick today from Gonzalez, Michael Vick, Terry Bradshaw, Stephen A., all of them just hands down said the Steelers going to crush the Redskins, going to crush them. They don't stand a chance. I couldn't believe it. Then you got those guys, the sports junkies. They got the right name because it seems like they always high. They always say, I don't never know what to say about the Redskins. Be careful out there. Put your mask on. Don't catch COVID-19 and put your helmet on. Don't catch the mean Washington team. I'm out, Brian.
All right, bro. Appreciate your call, man. All right, if you're on the phone lines, make sure you stay there. We're going to come back with your calls. Keep it going. I love this next one. It's going to be Dave talking about winning cures all. Dave, you are so right. We're going to be coming to you when we get back. This is the Brian Mitchell Show, 301-230-0980.
The Brian Mitchell Show on the Team 980 and the Radio.com app.
All right, welcome back, Brian Mitchell Show, as we celebrate this Victory Tuesday as the Washington football team beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Stopped them. They were 11-0, and they shut that down till we saw Larry Zonka with his Twitter, with his tweet last night, celebrating. And you know, every time someone is undefeated, the 19 with 72 Dolphins cannot wait for an opportunity to go and have their toast when you lose a game. So they should send Washington some level of champagne. Ace of Spades, something like that. Krug Rosé, Dom Perignon. Washington wins 23-17, and we are taking your calls as we enjoy this moment. And let's go to Alexandria. Check out Dave. Dave, you're so right. Winning does cure all.
Brian, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Oh, hey, I haven't been this excited in 20 years. We won a meaningful game in December. It's nice to see the cohesiveness of the team. The players have bought into the coach's philosophy. Haven't seen it in a long time, Brian, and you were part of that when you played. But we're now in the playoff hunt. I look at it as we're in the playoffs now, starting with San Francisco. One and done. We've got to run the table. Is it possible? Yeah. Is it going to be hard? Most definitely it will. Nice to have a pep in my step for today. It's wonderful to, wonderful to have. I haven't seen it in a long time. Excited for them. Thanks, Brian.
All right, man. Take care, Dave. You can feel it, though, the excitement. I used to always say when Washington wins, everything seems different. If you got traffic, it doesn't seem that bad. You know, as I was listening to somebody this morning, say even Ron said it. He said even the food tastes better. You know, it already tastes good. But when you get that victory, everything seems to work out. Let's go to Emory in D.C. It wasn't a perfect game. Some things did go wrong. But how you doing, Emory? What's your thoughts?
I'm blessed. How you doing, B?
Doing well, man.
Hey, I'm very happy about the win. But the only thing that concerns me is always room for improvement. And the secondary, I don't think they contested not one ball in the secondary. If Pittsburgh didn't drop those seven passes, we'd be in a bit of trouble. So I watched the San Francisco 49ers game. After that, San Francisco offense went up and down the field. So hopefully we got our secondary will come up and play a little bit tighter, a little bit more aggressive. But other than that, around with everything else, I'm very happy and blessed that we won that game.
Appreciate you, man. All right, man, I think part of the reason that they were dropping passes too, I told you they were shaking as soon as the ball hit them because they were worried about the Shays' effort. You know, so a lot of that drop, I know they dropped some balls, but they dropped some of them because they were fearing the thump. And I think that's a big thing to have. You remember when number 21 was roaming back there, and I can take you back to 1991 when number 40, Dirty Al Waters, Alvin Walton was back there. People didn't want to get that thump. And I think the Shades of Everett brings a little bit of what Sean and Alvin Walton brought to where people are concerned about getting hit. We call it gator arms. They were in shock. You see them get that little jump right when they get the ball. And no, but they weren't putting their foot in the ground trying to get up the field. They were backing into the route, and that says a lot about you worried about getting hit. Let's go to James in D.C. What's up, James? How you doing, man?
What's going on, Brother Mitch?
Chill, man.
Good Tuesday today, man. Good Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
Haven't talked to you since we got Cornelius Lucas a few weeks ago, man, but I got to tell you, Brother Mitch, yesterday was a good day, man. I actually picked us to win yesterday in one of the NFL games by 3 once I heard the spread had dropped from 11 to 6.
Uh-huh.
So pretty happy about that. Man, let's get right into it. Yesterday's game was exactly what us as fans have been waiting for. The first half of this game didn't go as planned. There were a lot of drop balls on our side. But a lot of that, I think, was fear. Fear of the players being great. We all knew going into this game they was going to take out McLaurin. They were going to try to shut down Antonio Gibson, who ended up getting hurt at the beginning of the game. This had to be the game where everybody else stepped up in order for this team to move forward and progress into what they think they could be. And those guys stepped up. Sam stepped up. Alex, man, played a great game. You heard the commentator yesterday talking about taking everything underneath of him because, you know, they took Terry McLaurin basically away the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
The tight end stepped up. Logan stepped up. Man, oh, that goal line stand on the defense, B. Mitch.
Unbelievable.
Right before halftime. Nasty. Nasty. That point right there, when I saw Chase Young legs whip around, man, that was it. That was the turning point of that game right there yesterday. When those guys came out of that locker room at halftime, that wasn't the same team that you saw start the game off. That was not the same team. Those guys fought that whole game. Yeah, there was some miscues in the first and second quarter, them trying to find themselves and you know, trying to get accustomed to taking what Pittsburgh was giving them. But once they settled into that mode and said, okay, we're going to take this and we're going to use this to beat you, that was it. That was it. No looking back. Everybody, man, Alex played a great game. Chad played a great game. Trey only had two catches, but so what? This is the type of football that we need these guys to play, these other guys, to go in game in and game out and be consistent. If we can get this consistency from the people around him, from everybody, from all 52 guys week in and week out, that second half of yesterday's game is what you see every game for the rest of the season. That's what you build on going into next year. Man, hail to the Skins, hail to the team, whatever you want to call them. But I will say this. If you didn't know who we was before yesterday,
now you know.
Oh, you going to know that.
Take care, James.
All right, brother.
All right, let's go down to Richmond. I haven't talked to this young man in a long time. What's up, Jalen? How you doing, brother?
Good afternoon, B. Mitch.
How you doing,
very
man?
Well. Very, very happy. Very happy. Happy Victory Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just wonderful. All of the fans have pretty much touched on everything that I would potentially say. I mean, in regards to just the team, just so proud of the overall effort that these guys put out there, proud of the coaching staff. I mean, and just the resiliency that the team showed from overcoming a 14-point deficit and just the selflessness that guys show. I mean, a last caller mentioned Terry McLaurin only having two catches, but Terry is still out there working hard, blocking, paving the way for on screen passes for guys like Cam Sims and so forth. I mean, guys are doing their job, and I can tell that it's not about numbers with anybody. I mean, and really one of the things that I really liked the most about yesterday was the defensive line, even though they did not have a sack, but that they still made their presence felt by getting their hands in the passing lane. And that's just another example of how, you know, sacks don't really tell it all. You know, you can still dominate the game from a defensive line standpoint just by doing the fundamental things, just by doing the little things. And I'm just so proud of Montez Sweat, DeRon Payne, Chase Young, just the entire defense. I mean, for just finding different ways to make impacts. I mean, because we all knew that Pittsburgh, it was going to be hard to get sacks on Big Ben because he liked to get the ball out of his hands quick. But to have our defense adjust to that and say, hey, you know, I may not be able to get to the quarterback, but I'm going to make sure I get my hands up so I can at least affect some passing lanes. And it ended up being one of the big plays in the game, resulting in John Bostic getting that pick. And so proud of Dustin Hopkins for coming ready to play and just capitalizing on his opportunities, making the most out of them. The guy didn't miss a field goal.
Yep.
He was significant in capping off the win. And I just hope that this is just the beginning of something special. And this game really proved to not only the team, but us as a fan base, that we have what it takes going forward and that there shouldn't be any excuses about what we can and can't do as a team, because the sky is the limit. As long as we continue to just progress and not settle for just the bare minimum or just for this, and just to know that there's still more out there that we can obtain and that we can accomplish. I think, man, the sky is the limit for this team. I'm just so excited for what's to come, and I just hope that our momentum can continue into the next game and so forth. So thank you for taking my call, B. Mitch, and hail to the Burgundy and gold.
All right, Jalen. Take care, man. Go to North Carolina. Check out, who is this? Nick. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, B. Mitch. How
What's
you
up?
Doing?
I'm good, man. How you feeling?
Man, I'm on cloud now. I'm rocking my Sean Taylor jersey today. man, I'm on cloud. I just wanted to give kudos to the whole football team and from last night effort. And the one thing I took from the game last night, man, that the defense had to hold Pittsburgh at different points of the game just, you know, because the offense wasn't really clicking. And I just want to commend that fourth and one. I knew they were going to go for it. And when we stopped them, they just kept doing the same thing. And like you said, man, they made great tackles, even when the Steelers receivers made catches and they really shut the run game down against Pittsburgh. And I also want to give kudos to Alex Smith, that when we tied the ball game up to that pass with Logan, man, Alex took a shot. He took a shot, man, to deliver that ball, man, and it was on money.
Mm-hmm.
You should have saw me, man. I was like, man, I was so excited in my living room last night. Like you said, just build on it. I really just want to just build on it, man. That's all I got to say, man. I'm excited. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate you, man. And it's the whole thing. Alex did play a great game, you know, and he did get hit a few times, but he stood in there. And I think that's that experience that Ron was talking about. He's been through these things and he understands. Sometimes you got to, you know, just anticipate certain things happening. And that's how the older quarterbacks seem to get those passes off where younger quarterbacks don't. Because I think a lot of times younger quarterbacks get used to looking at the rush instead of looking at what's happening out there in the secondary. Let's go to Carlos in Montgomery Village. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, B, Mitch? This is my first time calling. How are y'all?
Appreciate you, man. Good.
And I just wanted to say, man, shout out to the Washington football team, man. Let's just keep our foot on these teams' necks, man, and get the 4 in a row.
All right, man. And I think that's the whole thing. You got to keep it going, and you never, ever get happy with it. You know, when you – and just like the previous caller stated, I want more. I see what you're capable of. So now my expectations goes for that. You know, I think that's how it happens in the world of sports. When you show you're capable, then people want to see it on a more of a consistent basis. And we'll see if that's going to happen for them. Oklahoma, check out my man, John. John, how you feeling today, brother?
Hey, man. Hey, the sun is shining bright in Oklahoma, man. I tell you that today for sure. But I know it is down in D.C. I can hear all the callers. But, hey, man, I just like the team victory, man. They played as a team across the board. I mean, I don't think there's anybody tougher than Alex Smith. I mean, good God, I seen his leg gushing blood. I thought they was going to take him out of the game. I didn't know what was going on, but I'm like, man, that thing is gushing. And, man, like I say, Brian, just the team win. We've been talking about accountability. I think for once I've seen everybody hold everybody accountable, you know.
Yep.
I know we got to clean up some things like some penalties. We had around 100 yards of penalties, and, man, what a win. I mean, you know how it feels to be 11-0? I know you do, Brian, and then get beat. It sucks. I know Steelers are licking their wounds up for today, but I just can't believe how we played as a team across the board, man.
Yep.
And thanks for taking my call today, Brian.
All right, John. Appreciate you, man.
Looking good out here. Hey, you too, buddy.
All right, man. Yeah, we're going to take a quick break here. Remember, we have J.P. Finley at 1:15 joining us here on the Brian Mitchell Show, J.P. with NBC Sports Washington. Get his take last night. I hung out with him till about 1 o'clock. We did a victory podcast. And we had a lot of hypothetical. It was a hypothetical podcast with hypothetical bourbon, hypothetical cigars, all that type of stuff. But we enjoyed ourselves. We'll be back with your phone calls. Make sure you stay right there, 301-230-0980.